What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to what we got right, what we got wrong from around the NFL in week one as we start to look ahead today to week number two. Thing I got most wrong, I think, was this Bengals and Patriots matchup.
Here, here.
From both perspectives, right? I got Cincinnati winning the AFC North. I said Joe Burrow, healthy going into the season, would be able to put on a show early in the season, that he would not be hindered by Ja'Marr Chase having held out. I didn't think T. Higgins was going to miss, but that's not a good enough excuse. 10 points for them, 224 yards, 4.7 a pop. They were bad. And the Patriots were every bit as terrible as I thought they'd be with Jacoby Brissett under center offensively, but their defense was magnificent. They were dominant. They were so good and ended up winning the football game almost single-handedly. So I thought the Patriots would not win for weeks. I thought the Bengals were going to look like a division champion right out of the chute, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah, I echo that one. I rubber stamp it. Thing I got right, the Carolina Panthers should be relegated. They are terrible. They are awful. They cannot do it. They are picking first in the draft yet again. They would have done it another year in a row, except they had to give Chicago their first-round pick. I think I was wrong about speaking of Chicago. I thought that offense would be a lot better out the gate. They were anemic at times. They really struggled. No rhythm, no timing. Nothing looked good in week one. Tennessee deserves some credit for that. Defensively, I think they're going to be frisky and a pain in the butt, but not to the tune of your number one draft pick only throwing for 93 yards or whatever the hell it was. They were not good on that side of the football. I was wrong about that.
Thing I got right, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins coming back from Achilles injuries, it's going to take time. And especially, I will say, I thought Rodgers played better than Cousins did, but that the Jets are just not going to be that good very quickly. They have a very easy schedule coming up. Have you seen their schedule?
I did. That's why I picked them to win the division.
Their schedule in the next handful of weeks is Charmin soft. They've got the Titans this weekend, then the Patriots, then the Broncos, then the Vikings. They could very easily be 4-1 going into a showdown with the Bills on October 14th. They should at least win their next three and be 3-1 going into that Minnesota game. But I just didn't think it would come easily when a quarterback misses as much time as Rodgers has, a year and a half without playing football at his age, and some new pieces being thrown together there.
Thing I was right about, the Arizona Cardinals are not good, but they are frisky. They're a pain in the butt. They're part of that middle bucket. Last year, they were pretty atrocious, especially without Kyler Murray. They were the better team in that Buffalo game for, you know, probably almost two-thirds of it, but Josh Allen put his cape on. Thing I was wrong about, again, in that same game, I thought Buffalo was going to struggle at times. And maybe you could say that they did, but the thing I underestimated is their quarterback, when right, is so bleeping good that it doesn't matter. That's adorable defense let up a whole bunch. That's adorable I don't have Stephon Diggs in his prime anymore. Watch me figure it out. Josh Allen was superhuman.
The thing I was wrong about, I thought the Green Bay Packers would be a team you didn't want to play in September, and they looked really bad in a quirky, weird international game, which I won't completely hold against them. Terrible field conditions. But Jordan Love was pretty ugly in that game. A 50% passer, 17 of 34, threw a bad interception, and now he's hurt. So they are turning things over to Malik Willis very likely for at least a game. I would think probably a couple. Although there is some speculation out there that maybe Jordan Love would come back and be able to play. I just don't know how that would be the case. That seems like wishful thinking. How do you not have a better plan than Malik Willis? Every time I've ever seen him play, he does not look like he belongs on an NFL field. They got the Colts this weekend, and then the Titans after that. This is the underbelly of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, beat Philly, and I picked them to do so, by the way, you're going to be 3-0 playing the Vikings at the end of the month. They now might be 0-3 going into that game, hopefully with Jordan Love back. I guess his health notwithstanding, but I just don't give them much of a chance with Malik Willis. Am I overreacting?
No. You are appropriately reacting, I would say. A thing that I was wrong about, I'll start there. I thought Cleveland would be a lot better. I didn't know that they would win in week one against Dallas. Dallas is still pretty decent, but they looked anemic. They looked out just totally overmatched on both sides of the football, by the way. At least I thought that Cleveland defense would travel and certainly be more capable. They were terrible in week number one. I don't know how much of a gavel slam I'm doing on that, but they were certainly really, really bad. So I was wrong about that. Thing I was right about is Pittsburgh's offense still stinks. They didn't score a touchdown. Didn't matter because their defense was great and TJ Watt showed up. He made the trip. But no matter what you do, they're not a high-scoring group. And Mike Tomlin did the Mike Tomlin thing where they don't score an offensive touchdown and they still win. It's amazing.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.